Welcome to Hammer Don!
Don!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Woo!
Attaboy. Attaboy. What kind of run are you on right now?
It's been a run, my friend. It has been a run.
What was it, 18-4, 21-4?
Yeah. I was looking last 7 days. I think it was 36, 13, and 2.
Is that good?
This is what you just got to ride it. You go as far as you can, my friend.
Been there.
And it will hit at some point, but not today.
Absolutely been there.
Not today.
Just got word.
Thank you, Connor.
Phone lines are open. 1-8-3-3-4-6-2-2-3-3-3. Call the money line. 1-8-3-3-4-6-2-2-3-3-3.
I think Jackson's all right. Oh, still on vacation probably, huh?
8-1-8-3-3. Yeah. Oh, too many fucking 8-3-3. Yeah, he's probably driving back from fucking
South Carolina.
Carolina.
Charleston.
Dude. Call the money line.
Come on.
Thank you, Connor. Connor said maybe one of these days soon he's going to be popping his head and he's got some shit to say.
NFL's on the horizon.
NFL is on the horizon.
Be a full house in here pretty soon.
It will be a full house in here pretty soon. We're working on some things.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So you're hot.
Yeah, Mariners didn't come home today. But that's, I mean, I've found that when you just ride, you got to ride a team out in a series. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mariners plus a half again today. Logan Gilbert was going. And then, they didn't come through today. But Mariners plus a half, man, it's been a hell of a bet all season long.
So I took a bunch of unders today. One that already started, under 4.5, Pirates in Milwaukee. It's bottom five. It's 1-1. We're close.
There you go.
Let me make sure no one's on base. No one's on base. One out. Okay. Game that just started, I took the under. Padres in Oakland. It's the bottom one, so I don't know if you could jump on that live odds and see what they are.
Oakland ended up getting plus a half, first five there. It was minus 170, but they still moved to plus a half because the Padres kicked the shit out of Oakland last night. No, today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I have them as the favorite.
Yeah, they were the favorite, minus but for whatever reason, they were first five plus a half. It moved to minus 170.
Yeah, Mariners, well, can't do anything right now. I don't know. Sorry. Different wrong. Sorry. Who are we talking about? Oakland.
Yep.
Yeah, right now you can get first half. Oakland's minus 148. So it definitely moved quite a bit.
Yep.
On that one. I took the under in that one with Musgrove and
Montas.
Frankie Montas.
One of those guys. So inconsistent.
The next one doesn't start till 7 o'clock, so we're good. Did you say one of those guys?
Just in general, it feels like one of those guys. I had a tough time picking a side on
that's
that
why
game.
I went with the under.
Yeah,
because they
Musgrove's come around.
Correct.
When he gets hot, he is hot.
Also, I also take no run first inning in all those too. You know, if I'm going to take the under, I'm going to take no run first inning. By no run first inning, I mean
draw.
First inning draw.
There you go.
Let's not be.
Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy.
Okay. Sorry, I was dealing with the guest.
There you go.
4:10 now.
4:10.
Yeah, well, we'll close the show with guest. Is that right?
Well, was that his regular time? Did he push back?
He pushed back.
Then maybe it's not all right, Tony.
Well, I will have you talk to him then when he gets on.
I will tell him.
Say, hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Can't do this anymore. Time is it? Time is it? If you're not on time, what are you?
Not on the show.
Man, how you doing back there, pal?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Tony.
Awesome, man. I love when you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Ryan Kreiser to come through and win gold in the shot put.
What'd you get him at?
I got him at minus 340.
He's at minus 950 now.
Yeah, I threw him in a couple parlays. He's the last leg of those to cash. I did not actually know when the event was, but I like the line that I got it at.
Have you seen the Twitter account, by any chance? The Hammer Down Twitter account? Who's been tagging us in the last few hours?
Morenci's on a run, it appears.
Morenci's, all of his bets are starting to cash.
He's fucking, he's been giving himself this hey, one for the past hour. When he came hour. On
that day, yeah. They're starting to hit.
Yeah.
DeGrasse.
That was a lock. That guy is very, very good. He's just a slow starter. That's the only reason he didn't win the 100. He's terrible out of the gates.
Tomorrow night, USA versus Australia, men's basketball. USA's minus 12. That's the semis.
That's a little high of a line, I thought, Tony. I'm not going to play that one.
You taking Australia?
No, I'm not taking Australia because my rules on the Olympics are I can only bet on USA. But I have a USA parlay that is going to be the 4x100 winner tonight. Which is USA minus 220. And then Katie Nagoti, I think is how you say her name.
Okay.
And she's going to be the pole vault winner. She's at plus 125. She's from the USA. She's the favorite here. And that parlay is at plus 227. I love that one. Wake up in the morning and see that thing cashed.
So where's the 4x1 at? I'm not seeing it.
The 4x1, it's supposed to be tonight at 10:30, I think.
Men's or women's?
The men's.
Oh, yeah, tonight at 10:30. USA is minus 220.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of a worry about the Jamaicans, but Usain Bolt not on the squad anymore, so I don't think we're going to get hawked down.
We should be all right. Pretty big favorites there. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I'm doubling down on Brazil. Okay. I'm not hedging.
Okay.
Gold medal winner. If you bet this, don't do money line. Go down, find gold medal winner. Brazil is minus 118 against Spain. Rich Arlison's gonna fucking get. I mean,
to lift the cup.
Yeah, this is
to win gold.
Yeah,
don't take the 90.
No, do not click on Brazil plus 165. Go down to the bottom. Says gold medal winner. Click on that. Brazil minus 118. Double down for gold.
Okay.
Glory for Brazil.
Glory for gold.
Glory for Brazil.
And gold.
And gold. When is that? When is that game? Oh, that's Saturday, 7:30 a.m.
Oh yeah, remember we talked about it. It's like a nice little EPL preview.
Oh, the women's is tomorrow night. Canada against Sweden.
You taking your country?
I mean, I'm going to, but it's not a smart bet. I think they're plus 490.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's a homer bet.
Yeah.
We don't normally do those.
It's a sprinkle.
It's a sprinky.
Yeah.
Do our girls have to play for the bronze still, yeah, or can they just we can't just tap out?
I don't think so. No, they are. They are playing. Man. When are they playing, Pop?
You get USA minus 140 money line against Australia.
Women's.
Yeah. Thursday, 4 a.m.
Let's see if they have any pride.
There's some people out there saying,
bring a medal home. Okay.
A lot of people saying they might not.
Yeah, well, their those captain people, really doesn't.
Those people don't know Mitt. Watch it, dude. Watch it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones.
I'm just saying, no, they need some younger girls.
All right. All right, Mitt. Justin from Jersey, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? Hamadon.
Hamadon. Wild card lately. Gonna get us kicked off of the air. Justin.
No.
Not you, Justin. You're good.
Okay. I have a question for a minute before I get into some footy plays.
No.
If you go look at some USA basketball tonight, which player double performance would you think is possible for USA?
Okay.
So
we'll look at it after.
And then
a
for, I don't know. All right, League One match day, I have PSG money line, Lyon double chance, Monaco money line, Rennes double chance, Lille double chance. I mean Lille money line.
These are all.
And then EPL. I got a Arsenal double chance, Man United double chance, Chelsea money line, Liverpool money line, Man City money line, and then for MLS tonight, I have New England money line, Orlando City double chance, Red Bulls double chance, NYFC money line, and Columbus Crew.
Can't do that.
And then
excuse me? Thank you, Justin.
Can't do that.
What just happened?
He bet every favorite in every league double chance, and it's Lille. Show some respect to Ligue 1. Lille.
How much? So, hold on. Hold on a second. Justin, you're a nice kid. You're a good kid. Okay? Good kid. I'm going to go to the EPL just because I remembered some of those. Was he saying Man U double chance?
Yeah, so he was...
That's -700.
I'm guessing he was just parlaying every favorite to double chance. I'm guessing that was the game
plan. He didn't say parlay.
Well, we don't give out -700 here, unfortunately.
I mean, you can
I would
it.
Like to.
Well, I would love to give out -700 winners. Yeah. He did give Chelsea money line. They're -450.
Sprinkle on that.
Justin, I love what you're doing. I respect it.
I mean, when he said Lily.
What kind of show would we be if we're giving out -800s?
Lily.
Unless they're futures, I guess.
Nah. Come on.
You do have picks. When do you want to give them out? Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, because EPL is not till next weekend. I do have some ones I've mentioned before that I would jump on now. La Liga starts next weekend, too. Atletico Madrid money line, -125 right now against Celta Vigo. I would jump on that. I don't think that stays there for that long. Serie A doesn't start till 21st. Bundesliga on the 13th.
We'll get into...
Here we go.
We'll get into some here.
Back I'm again. Just, it's pretty rattling.
Was that a 35-leg parlay?
I don't know, man.
Everyone was -500 or longer?
That was every...
Sorry, shorter?
Yeah. I don't know. That was tough.
Well, while he was just reading off the list of favorites, I did happen to take a look at these popular parlays on FanDuel for the USA game, and Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard, 15-plus assists combined, is +900. I like that.
You think they're going to have 15-plus assists?
Combined, so like...
I know.
Could each have, yeah. It's +900, so it's definitely a sprinkle, but I like that one.
Right now, since we're on it, KD and Patty Mills are combined for 50-plus total points. It's +250.
Patty Mills just signed with the Nets.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, KD and Patty Mills for 60-plus points is +850 total.
Okay. Eight. Now you're getting wild, Mitt.
I was thinking about that one, too.
Team USA and Slovenia each to advance to the finals, +130. USA should get there.
Now, Slovenia,
does Luka do it against, I believe it's France.
They're favored by what, two?
2.5.
Oof. Should be a good game.
Should be. Luka's back might start hurting.
I mean, France, they play with a lot of pride.
They do.
Yeah.
Viva la France. All right. Spelled M. Mikhail? It could be Michael. The A could be missing.
Yep, Mikhail, you got it right.
Oh, Mikhail, nice.
Kevin Mikhail.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Just want to say, first time on a show, Hammer Don. And, you Welcome. Know, shout out to my boy Gumpy. He's nice on MLB.
Yeah, he is.
But right to the Premier League, I know England didn't take it home, but you know who's going to take the title home this year? I mean, for next season?
Who?
Liverpool, of course. Anfield, all the way. But for tonight,
can't argue that.
I'm going to take Angels first five.
Yep.
And that's probably it.
Thank you, Mikhail.
I like a ton. You're on the play. No problem.
Good guy.
I like Mikhail.
You like Liverpool to win it all?
Van Dijk's back. It's huge.
What's the odds there?
I'm not
EPL,
sure.
Futures. They're,
they lost Genie.
Hey, Liverpool +500 to win.
Yeah.
City's the -155 favorites.
Man City, I believe, signed Jackie Big Calves today.
Did they? Grealish. He might start, too.
I don't think he will, actually. That Man City team is stacked.
Chelsea's +470.
I would sprinkle
+$9.
I would sprinkle Chelsea as well.
Leicester +5,000. You know I'm going to put in +6,000 on Tottenham. Have to. Go, Spurs. Go, you Spurs.
They're in tough.
Come on, you Spurs.
They're in tough week one against City.
He also talked about a little bit of baseball, so we'll get into that.
Yeah.
One of my game picks tonight is the Angels. I took them minus the half. Because right now, let me find the correct line.
This was minus 160 this morning.
They are now minus 178.
Yeah.
First half. So I laid the half. Let me see. I got it at laying the half. Angels. Oh, fuck. Minus 122.
Yeah. I mean, I took a money line, but I would lay the half. I mean, it feels like that's what you're going to do. So many of these lines tonight are minus 1.5. It is tough on the
first. If you follow me on a certain app.
Yeah, you put in.
I accidentally put it as the Rangers minus a half. That is not correct.
It's a great pick.
That is not correct. Okay. The Angels minus the half. Tony.
It was a wild move, my friend.
That would have been a disaster. I do not like the Texas Rangers tonight.
Nah. I don't think anybody does.
Hold on, we'll give you some reasons why here. I just gotta fucking change my bet here. Colby Allard.
Yeah, this guy's 2-9 with a 5.23.
He's given up in consecutive games here. Seven runs, 5 runs, 4 runs, 5 runs. And he has not gone past the fifth inning.
Yeah, it's got to be the Angels. Has to be the Angels tonight, Tony. Has to be.
Take it away from me here while I fucking spread minus 122, minus a half, Angels.
There you go.
Okay, we're in. We're good. That could have been a disaster. I hope I didn't do that, like, in my actual bets. That would be...
even worse.
That'd be a...
even worse,
that'd be a situation that we do not want.
Even worse.
Let's go to another baseball call before we move on. Just so you know, I can collect myself here.
There you go.
Rich Jizz, what do you got?
Hammer Dan. Shout out to Gumpy for being hotter than two squirrels fucking in a wool sock. Oh, it's amazing. Great
shout
job.
Out. Shout out.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Gumpy. Appreciate you.
So, if you look at the Atlanta Braves, since the All-Star break, they have alternated wins and losses every game.
Well, you've heard that.
So, the trend would say, bet the Cardinals tonight.
Nope.
But, if you watch that team, the new-look Braves, I'm telling you, hammer them. They're about to get hot, and they're about to take the lead in the division.
Ooh. Hey, thank you, Rich Jizz. They are only 2 games back, I believe, of the Mets now. There's a couple teams that had the lead in their divisions that aren't looking great. Mets are one of them.
Yeah, I'm fading the Mets right now.
Bo Sox or Pinch, potentially the other one.
Bo Sox are in a... they can't hit. They struck out 10 times.
At St. Louis, Smiley versus Hap. Good. I couldn't pick one of these two.
I wanted to take the Braves, but I cannot.
Mm.
I can't bet on fucking Drew Smiley.
I can't bet on Drew Smiley or J.A. Hap.
If the Braves were getting plus a half, I would have thought about it, but I'm not... I can't take the Braves. Jay Happ's first start with the Cardinals. We'll see if transferring to the National League helps him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Did not help Lester.
No.
Last night.
No, it did not.
Got lit up like a Christmas tree.
We said we couldn't take him.
So, yeah, it's a stay away for me, Tony.
Colin from Indiana, what do you got baseball tonight?
What up, boys? How we doing?
Good, you?
Doing great. Last night, I was at the Reds game sweating out the first 5 money line.
Saw Gumpy tweeting about it.
That was great. So tonight, I was on the Padres A's first 5 under with you. I am also on Drew Smiley tonight, first 5 money line. And I'm also on Gausman. Oh, it is no longer Gausman. It's Alex Wood.
Same thing.
Okay.
Hold on.
So that might be, I'd have to look at that.
Let's pump the brakes, Paul.
Hold on. Where are you seeing Alex Wood at, pal?
Sorry, that's on me.
Still got Gausman on FanDuel.
They still have Gausman on Espen. Let me fucking
put score. In. Score. Score.
Let me put in the, what do you mean? Score app?
Score chat. Score chat will let you know, and score chat never lies.
Kevin Gausman, latest, I'm not seeing anything.
I still got Gausman on here. What's going on?
All right, well, let's talk
about... if this is Alex Wood, and you can get the Giants at a decent number, I will take this tonight, Tony.
I did not take this tonight.
But I will not lay...
Because I did not like the number.
I'm not going to lay minus a half with the way Gossman's been going.
No,
he's been fucking struggling, dude.
You would have to lay right now... What is it?
Minus 196.
With the half?
Oh, with the half.
Oh, they just changed it. It's Alex Wood on...
FanDuel?
FanDuel.
Hold on. What do we got first five?
It's not up yet. It's minus 164 game, so it'll probably be something similar to that.
I will take that.
Giants?
Yeah. And minus 170 or less. I will take the Giants there with Alex Wood going.
You don't like Zach Allen?
I mean, he's decent. I just don't see the Giants. I mean, the Giants with Cueto burned us last night, Tony. But did you the lineup they put out, did you see that?
Yeah, they didn't.
No Crawford?
So Alex
Wood. No Yaz?
Alex Wood is gone. He had a bad outing last game, had a good outing before that, bad before that. He's kind of going back and he's doing a bit of a yo-yo here, zigzag.
Yep.
He's due for a good start.
I just don't see the D-backs getting the Giants twice in a row. Can't have it. Won't have it.
Can't have it. Absolutely can't. Zach Allen. So I didn't even really look at this game because of the line earlier. Zach Allen has given up 2-7-1 in his last three starts. He's at home, splits much. He's better at home, obviously. D-backs are better at home. I'm going to stay away from it, but I wish you the best of luck, and, yeah. I absolutely don't doubt your
pick. I'm on it. I'm on it.
Let's roll through a couple others here. Matt Harvey and Jameson Taillon. If you guys haven't been paying attention, what?
Matt Harvey.
Harvey has gone.
Fucking dealing, dude.
Six innings given up zero in his last three starts. Have you seen what Taillon's been doing recently?
He's been decent as well.
Yeah. He went five, given up zero, seven, given up one, five, given up zero, six, given up two, seven, given up one. I took the under, and I got it at 5.5 here at minus 140.
Whew.
First five. So I went under 5.5 first five here. Yanks and Orioles. You doing anything here?
I can't do it. I almost pulled the trigger on Orioles +1.5, but Harvey's due for Harvey night, it feels like.
Potentially.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Philly and Washington, Chase Anderson and Paulo Espino. You didn't take this game, did you?
No, I'm not touching this one.
No fucking way. JC Mija versus Steven Matz. Toronto's a huge favorite.
Yeah, I'm not laying -1.5 first five with Steven Matz.
Erod, Casey Mize, Bo Sox in Detroit. I don't like... Detroit's got momentum. Red Sox don't. Casey Mize isn't terrible. Erod... You don't know what you're really going to get from either of these pitchers, but I decided, I don't know if it's dumb or not, to take the half with Detroit.
Yeah, that's a good bet, Tony.
You staying away?
Yeah, I believe the Red Sox got enough bad juju going right now. I don't need to pile on by fading them.
Carrasco and Zach Thompson go for the Mets in Miami tonight. I took the under 4.5. Carrasco didn't have a bad first start back. Zach Thompson's been pretty good all year, so I just decided with these teams I took the under.
Yeah, I'm taking the Marlins +0.5 here, Tony.
Don't hate that.
Because I don't know. I don't know what this Mets team is, and every time I seem to bet on them, it smacks me in the mouth. Zach Thompson's been decent all year long, so I'll take the half on the home team.
Smiley and Hap, we talked about. We're staying away. Shohei versus Colby Allard, L.A. in Texas. I'm laying the half. Or did you get it early enough that it was a good number?
Yeah, it's -160 this morning. I'll take the money line first five.
Okay. Carlos Hernandez and Giolito. KC in Chicago. You got to lay a fucking big number here if you want. I decided to take the under here in this one, too. 4.5. Giolito has been good. Hernandez has... He went 6 and gave up 0 last game. The game before that, he was bad. But a couple games before that, he was good. I don't know. This is my least favorite probably of the night, but I took it under 4.5 here. White Sox.
I'm staying away from this one, my friend.
That's probably smart. I'm probably not in the right here. Alec Mills versus John Gray.
Yep.
Chicago at Colorado. I didn't catch it earlier enough. I didn't want to lay 170 with John Gray, so.
I'm going back in the Rockies again at home as a favorite. I love it. I love it.
I would have went that way.
Got to fade the Cubs here.
Odorizzi and Scherzer. Houston at LA. Stayed away.
Yeah, I'm not laying -1.5. If this was Odorizzi a few games ago, I probably would have taken +1.5, but not now.
You give the call. Yeah. All right. So my MLB picks for tonight. That's tonight. Okay.
Is this for tonight?
It's for tonight.
Okay.
Today.
Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight. All right. The Buccos and Brewers first 500.
Yeah.
Bingo. Padres and Athletics first 500. We're in the top of second at 0-0. So if you still want to jump on that, you potentially can't.
There you go.
Under 5.5, Orioles and Yankees with Tyon and Harvey. Tigers +0.5 against Sox. Under 4.5 in Mets and Marlins. -0.5 with the Angels, and then under 4.5 with Royals and White Sox. Not my favorite bet of the night.
There you go.
You?
Tony unders.
Yeah, buddy.
All first five, Marlins +0.5, Angels money line, Rockies money line, and Giants money line.
Hey. Hey.
Come on.
Let's keep it fucking going. Go.
Keep it go.
Hey, now it's Wednesday. So we welcome to Hammer Da. One of, if not greatest golf handicapper this planet has ever seen. You could check him out at cutmakerpod.com.
What?
Check out the Cutmaker Pod.
What?
Our good friend, Cutmaker Jeff.
Hi, baby Jeff.
What's up, fellas?
How are you? Good
week. I got a guy we're going to talk about today who's even hotter than Matt Harvey.
Who?
So this is going to be a good week.
Who?
Louis Oosthuizen, baby.
Oh, Oosthuizen.
This is his time.
Why do you say that?
Because he's never won in the U.S. This is Louis' week. He's number one in the model. He's coming in amazing form. This is Louis' week. He's one of the hottest golfers on tour. I love it this week. I'm so stoked. Louis' first win in America.
Okay.
I'm calling my shot.
Did he play in Tokyo?
He did not.
Okay. I was going to say, are we fading guys who made the trip back from Tokyo this week? And are playing in the U.S. just because of jet lag and all of that fun.
So, you know what's weird? A third of the field played in Tokyo, dude.
Okay.
I mean, there's only 66 guys, and a third of the field played in Tokyo. So that's obviously insane. So it's going to be hard to fade like a third of the field. But I didn't play any outrights on guys who did play so far. So, are there going to be some live spots we may take? Yeah. Like we always talk about, Morikawa, if we get a good price on him live. We'll talk about that here in a minute, but no, there's no pre-flop outrights I took on guys who played in the Olympics.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the angle. We got a boost. Have you seen the boost on FanDuel?
I haven't. Tell me.
It's Koepka, Morikawa, and Spieth to finish as top American.
Okay, what's the price?
Sorry, I should have told you that. It was +210. It is now +280.
No, I like that. I mean, Koepka's the favorite, right?
Yes.
So, and if I pick Louis to win, then you could win. Louis could win, and Koepka could come in second. You can still win that bet.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Brooks is the favorite. Morikawa has the second shortest odds, followed by Xander, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. So it's the Invitational this weekend. So we don't have a full field,
and we don't have a cut,
which I believe I heard is good for certain players.
It is. Sure, you bet. I mean, it's always good for Xander Schauffele, but coming off a gold medal, it's going to be hard to play him, as we just talked about. So Xander always plays well in these type of events, but I'm not going to be on him this week. Louis, I'm going to start with him, man. Louis is the guy for me at the top, 20-1.
Yep.
I bet him at 20-1. Here's what's really interesting, guys. This week, it's going to be tougher than normal week. Like a lot of times we're seeing courses where you got holes with over 20% birdie rates. There's only one par four with better than a 20% birdie rate. You got to score on the par fives this week. Par fives are very gettable. You got to birdie these par fives. Believe it or not, of all the studs in this field, the number one golfer in par five scoring the last 12 rounds, Louis Oosthuizen.
Really?
Yeah. The like 5'1" guy versus Koepka, DJ, all these others. No, it's Louis Oosthuizen.
Now, what would you say to some of us that don't trust Louis to close it out on Sunday?
I would say have your 20-1 tick in your hand. Be ready to bet his opponent down the stretch line.
Are there any long shots that you farther down the board that you like this week?
Couple guys, other guys. I also bet DJ at 20-1, guys. I mean, that's an insane price on DJ. And then I'm going to look to live bet Koepka. He's obviously the leader now. I bet you he has not picked up a club since the Open Championship. I sincerely believe that. And honestly, now if you can get him, you know, north of 15-1 live, I think then I'm going to fire on Koepka. I can see him come out and shoot a 70 on day one and then finish the tournament 12-under and win. Right.
Yeah.
So take a look at Koepka live. Boys, this is my biggest bomb I think I've ever had on here. I played Jim Herman at 500-1.
Oh, Jimmy Herman.
Jimmy Herman. And listen to this. You've got to be accurate this week. Jimmy Herman, you got to shop around, but you can find him at 500-1, and I put $100 on.
For the big Herm.
Jeff, he has the second longest odds in the entire tournament.
Correct. Correct. I got him 9-1 top 20. That's a long shot. I bet him 500-1 to win. But here's the thing. This is a short course. Driving accuracy really matters. And the last 12 rounds, he is first in fairways gained. First, Jim Herman.
Hey, people.
And not only that, he usually loses strokes putting. He's gained strokes putting 4 weeks in a row. Like, if there's ever a time to take a YOLO on Hermy, boys, this is it.
Hey, and people are, by the way, people are figuring it out too, because Hermy's down to 320-1 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean he's gonna be a good play. I like Hermy. I mean, again, especially like you play him top 20. I think you can get him plus money, but like plus 160 or something on FanDuel top 40. There's only 66 guys in the field, so give me Hermy plus 160 top 40 too. I mean, I'm betting him. I'm going down the ship with this one. I'm betting him all the way across the chart.
Now
he may finish DFL. Who cares?
Now we're talking. That's an angle. That's an angle that I like. Top 40 plus money when the field's only 60 some guys, and he grades out in your model. Fucking book it, Jeff.
There you go.
That's the angle.
That's
the angle.
any DFS guys that you like besides Louis, DJ, Herman that we've talked about already?
You know who I think is going to be really low-owned this week because he's super expensive in DFS?
Who's that?
Is Morikawa.
Okay.
And these greens guys are tiny. They're really small greens, and you know we know you got to be able to hit lasers into small greens. Nobody does that better than Morikawa. Again, another week where I'm going to look to play him live.
Okay.
If he gets in the right spot, right, get the right price, look to play him live. And then lastly, matchup-wise, I'm fading Phil. I'm fading Reed because he's been flying all over the globe. Uh-huh. And I'm fading Bryson because he's Bryson.
I enjoyed those first two. We had Phil on Pat Show today, and he was a goddamn treat. So why are we fading Phil?
Oh no, Phil's always a treat. I think the problem is the price relative to where he's at with his game right now, right? I mean, it just has everything to do with the price, nothing to do with Phil. Phil's probably the most entertaining human there is in the world of golf. It's just the price relative to where he's at. The guy's 50 years old, right? He had a great run, but I'll still take the young bucks against Phil for the right price.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense. Let the people know how they can subscribe to your texting service and about the podcast, please, sir.
Sure. So we recorded a special podcast this week.
I know.
Jeff Sherman from the Westgate on.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, man. He's a ton of fun to watch to talk golf with. Talked a ton of matchups on the pod this week. So we'll check that out. It's the Cutmaker Pod. You can find us on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com. We're on Spotify, iTunes. And then, again, you can subscribe to our text service. Just text the word golf to 855 golf pod, and you'll get all the plays we make, all the live plays we make, which is where the money's at.
Yep.
The parlays we've got. We did a Xander to win gold, U.S. men's national team to win gold parlay. We're live in that one. So a lot of fun things going on, guys. And it's great, all the Hammer Down guys who have joined. It's been awesome. So we appreciate everything you guys do, and we'll keep it rolling.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Have a safe drive home. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas.
See you, man.
I love you, Jeff.
Good guy, Jeff.
Good guy, Jeff.
He invited me to co-host that pod with him last night.
What happened?
I was too busy, unfortunately.
Long day.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
One of these times I will.
Hey.
His co-host, who is Jonah from Veep. Not sure if you've ever seen Veep.
Jonah from Veep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, okay.
I guess he's doing Hollywood stuff. He's backpacking through the mountains of Europe, so he needs co-hosts for the next couple weeks. Mm. I said, hey, Jeff, you know me. I stink.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Maybe next week. I did. Did you get on Jim Herman? +32
Yeah. See, he's big Herm. He's always worth the sprinkle in my books.
Listen, he's probably not going to win.
Jay, what do you think about Big Herm?
But
I know zero about Big Herm.
But if we can get
a... You're still on Stuart Sink this weekend?
We get a first-round winner here?
No. I was thinking Poulter, though, maybe.
Oh. Fucking Ian Poulter, huh?
Listen, if he thinks Herman top 40 plus money, all you gotta do is beat 20 guys? Hey.
Come on, Herm.
Let me see what he is, top 40.
Come on, Herm.
Yeah, he's +160
There you go. That's all we need, Herm.
That's all we need.
We don't need much, Herm.
Thank you, Cutmiker. Got a couple more calls. Joey from California, what do you got?
How's it going, boys?
How you doing, Joey?
So, I know Gumpy said he didn't like this yesterday, but I got Rangers first five team total under 1.5. Ohtani, five of his last six, he's kept the opposing team under 1.5 in the first five. The only one was the game at Yankee Stadium where it was like seven runs in the first inning. And then this weekend in the ESL Championship, I got Sheffield United money line versus Birmingham City -120. Birmingham City finished 18th last year in the championship with a -24 goal differential. And Sheffield just got relegated. And last season, the three teams that got relegated went 3-0 on match day one.
Hey, that's really good information, Joey.
Yeah. Should win.
What was the line there on Sheffield?
-130
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
You don't pay attention much to the lower league, huh?
Nah. We got...
Nigel will. When Nigel comes on next week.
Yeah. You get spread pretty thin when you got, you know,
yeah.
Bundesliga. What? Serie A.
What?
What? Premier League.
What?
La Liga.
What?
That's about it.
League
is...
the fact that you almost...
Very smart of League to jump the gun here and start a week before the other leagues.
That is smart.
Very smart.
I'm trying to look for... That's in the English Championship League, correct?
Yeah.
Command F, Sheffield. Yeah, you get a -125.
See, Southampton just sold Danny Ings to... Ingsy. Yeah, he bangs goals in all the time. They sold Southampton, sold him to Aston Villa, which means that's the money from Jackie Big Cavs.
What did he say about baseball? Something about
he took Rangers under 1.5 first five.
I don't hate that.
Or was that full game?
That's a tight.
There's no way that's full game.
No. Yeah. That's a tight number though.
Yeah, I don't you know, guy gets on,
gives home a home run.
There you go.
I just got a score update on one of my games. The A's went up 1-0 bottom of the second.
Fuck, knew I should have taken the A's.
You love the A's.
I know.
You love...
A big AL West guy.
Big AL West, big NL West guy.
Yeah.
Mostly the Giants, though.
Ride the horses. I've been riding them all year. Stick with them.
Guy on second with two outs.
So. I mean, the A's left on probably 20 guys in the first five innings last
night. The Buccos had bases loaded first inning. Tell you what, this is going to be back-to-back days if they hold on. Buccos are up 2-1 right now in the seventh. They've been minus like 240 dogs.
Yeah.
Both games.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a bunch of long dogs won. What's up?
Did the Royals win? No, C's pitch well, right? Cease did pitch well.
Here, I'll go back. Let me go back.
I hate when that happens. Finally get off of him. Now he pitches good. He'll pull you back in.
The Yankees won. That was not a dog. Phillies won. Zach Wheeler covered. Toronto, not a dog. Let me see him. Detroit was a dog. Minnesota was a dog. Miami was a dog. Seattle was a dog. Pirates were a dog. Atlanta, I believe, was a dog. Colorado, nope, was a favorite. San Diego was a dog. Arizona was a dog. And Houston was a dog. They all won yesterday. Some of those were pretty big dogs.
Massive dogs. There is no in between right now. You're either a massive dog or not. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's no, like, almost every game tonight.
Like, we're seeing it. Like, if the Pirates beat the Brewers again, like, you can't lay these 200s. You can't do it.
Well, you can't lay minus 1.5 first five. You can't. It's insane.
Gabe from Iowa, what do you got?
I just got a couple baseball picks for you guys. But first off, Hammer Don. I also wanted to give a shout-out to Gabe Morenci, the Electric Factory. The two Olympics bets that I took, the Netherlands field hockey and baseball, Japan baseball to win, both looking great right now.
Yeah, it is. Shout-out, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe. I got a couple
baseball bets for tonight.
Okay.
I got under in the White Sox-Royals game. Same. The White Sox and the Royals, each of the last seven times they've played, it's all gone under. I was also riding the under last night. The dude for the Royals pitched decent against the White Sox last time, and then you got Giolito at home night game. Normally does good under those circumstances.
That's what I said.
Currently on the Padres full game, unfortunately. They're done. On Smiley, first five, and that's it for tonight.
Thank you, Gabe. Good luck. Go. Hey.
Is his name Gabe?
Mm-hmm. And he loves Marantz.
Double Gabe. Have a lot of people on Smiley tonight, huh?
Did we get out of the... Yeah. Athletics Padres going to three. Yeah, a lot of people are.
If it was plus a half, I'd take the Braves. I can't take it money line.
No.
Nah.
No.
Can't do it.
No, thank you, sir. Let's take a look at some MLB boosts for tonight. No UFC boosts up yet. So... I know you guys are all waiting for those. We'll be there.
Probably might have to take a weekend off because they're losing so much money.
Yikes. You're probably right.
Yeah.
FanDuel, you mean?
Yeah.
Giolito and Scherzer to each record 7+ strikeouts. Not a big strikeout prop guy.
Nah. Astros can hit, man.
Yeah.
Astros can hit.
Ohtani to record 6+ strikeouts and to record a hit versus Texas. Plus 170. If it was in the 200s, I probably would take it. I don't think I'm going to take plus 170.
Nah.
LA Angels and Chicago White Sox to win.
Okay.
Here's one that I am
going to take
right now.
Yeah. What's it boosted to?
Plus 160.
All right.
So if you look at the Angels and the White Sox, so it's plus 160. They are both... Where's the Angels? Angels are minus 184. The White Sox are minus 290.
Yeah.
They should win.
I'll take that.
Okay. We're on the boost.
There we go.
We gave you out our games earlier.
Yes, sir.
We're on that boost.
Yep.
The boost last night.
Oh, Arsenal Brentford is Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a real game?
Or not Friday, next Friday. Sorry, okay. My bad.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it was them starting a week early.
Is yeah.
Interesting. Matt, you got anything back there, pal?
I just had the USA parlay of the USA 4x1 team and the high jumper. Sorry,
it's the USA parlay.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? We hit the parlay, or we hit the boost last night of
the strikeout
boost. I like that one.
That was a good one, actually.
I'm trying to think. Oh, we have NFL football still tomorrow. There's the Cowboys are not bringing a lot of people.
Yeah.
I assume you can expect probably some of the same for the Steelers.
Steelers money line. Steelers money line.
I.
If Dewey's fucking slinging the ball around the yard.
I know I yelled at you yesterday.
Yep.
That you have to bet this game. I don't know if I can. I feel like it's throwing away money.
Tony. The bet for you is obviously just staring you right in the face. What do you mean?
The under?
We talked about it yesterday. Yeah.
The under?
Yeah, you got to take the under. It's Tony Unders.
I have to.
I'll take the Steelers. There we go.
And I'll take the Cowboys. Let's go.
You son of a bitch!
See you at the Super Bowl, Tony.
All right. Tell you what. You tell me right now. Cowboys, Steelers, Super Bowl. Sign me up.
Me pretty too. Cool.
I'm in.
That would be a good game.
Out in L.A.
Start it how we – or finish it how we start it. Let's go.
Started how we finish. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's what I meant. Started how we finish. Let's go.
Let's go, dude. You watch some Friday Night Lights, man?
Hey, it's on Netflix.
It's back on Netflix.
That's what I meant. Jesus. I know I was going to get my fucking head torn off.
Jesus, Mitt.
I feel good about the bets.
Do you?
That's, which is a bad thing. Normally when I feel bad, things go well. When I feel good, things are the worst.
Kind of tried to just turn that feeling off. Just look no at feelings. It and just...
No feelings.
This is it. This is what we got. It's what we're playing with. I do know. I do know that I bet way too many league games.
That's happened
for no reason.
It's because I have a winner already on the day.
Yeah,
in under my belt, and that always is a nice way to start the day.
Hey, as long as you get one on the board, don't get skunked out there.
We can't thank you guys enough. Rollovers at what, 1750?
Yes, sir.
Hashtag FanDuel hammered down. Hashtag FanDuel hammered down. Rollover 1750.
There you go. Lil is still minus 140.
Lily?
I mean, let's not go back. Let's go forward. Let's go forward.
Here's what I'll say to you, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck. God bless. And hammer.
Dad!